This article is brought to you by the best-selling booksy Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Turning group games into genuine connection opportunities. When icebreakers work, they don't feel like icebreakers at all. In short, group icebreaker games only create genuine connection when they match the room its comfort level, its purpose, and the social distance between the people in it. A game that works in one group can embarrass or alienate another. The activity itself is not the point. The shift in social temperature is. At least one example below will show you the cost of getting this wrong. Definition: group icebreaker games are structured activities used at the start of a meeting or gathering to reduce social tension, encourage brief self-disclosure, and create a shared experience that makes real conversation easier. They work by lowering the stakes of speaking up before the actual work begins. I watched a facilitator destroy a team's trust in under 4 minutes. She opened a workshop with a game where people had to mind their job title while others guessed. The new hire, a quiet man in his first week, stood up, froze, and sat back down without a word. Nobody said anything cruel. Nobody had to. The silence did the damage. That moment taught me more about group icebreaker games than a dozen books ever could. The game was not the problem. The mismatch was. What to notice before you judge the game itself. Before you read these examples, I want you to watch for one thing: the gap between what the facilitator intended and what the room actually needed. That gap is where group icebreaker games succeed or fail. It is rarely about the game's cleverness. It is almost always about whether the person running it reads the room first. Pay attention to who stays quiet. Pay attention to who laughs too loudly. Both tell you something true. Example 1. The team that was already talking. A senior project manager inherited a team of 8 who had worked together for 3 years. She opened her first meeting with a classic two truths and a lie format because she had read it was a good way to learn about people. The team sat through it politely. One man offered facts so dry they were clearly all true. A woman near the window looked at her phone twice. After the meeting, one team member told her privately, "We've been to each other's weddings. We didn't need that." What this reveals is simple. Group icebreaker games are designed to close social distance. When the distance is already closed, the same activity signals that the new leader has not done her homework. She recovered, but it cost her a week of credibility. She had to earn back one conversation at a time. Here is the truth of it: an icebreaker in a warm room is just friction. Example 2. A game that opened a difficult conversation. Our HR manager was running the first meeting of a newly merged team, 12 people from two companies who had been rivals for 6 years. She knew that asking them to introduce themselves would produce corporate armor. Instead, she opened with a question she had printed on cards and placed face down at each seat. "What is one thing you were wrong about this year?" The room went quiet for a full 10 seconds. Then a director from the acquiring company said, slowly, "I thought this merger was going to be straightforward." Several people laughed. One woman from the other company said, "I thought you'd all be unbearable." More laughter, louder this time. The conversation that followed lasted 40 minutes and covered things that normally take 6 months to surface. The game worked because it asked for honesty without demanding vulnerability, and it put the most powerful person in the room on equal footing with everyone else. When you design a game that makes the senior person answer first and answer honestly, you change the temperature of the whole room. Example 3. Where compulsory fun went wrong. A team leader at a logistics company wanted to lift morale during a difficult quarter. He found a physical icebreaker online, a standing game, where people swap seats if a statement applies to them, similar to a game called Cross the Circle. He ran it without any adjustment, in a room where one team member used a wheelchair and another was recovering from surgery. He did not notice either situation until the game had already started. He stopped it midway, apologized, and moved on. But the damage was not in the stopping. The damage was in what those two people felt for the rest of that meeting: visible, different, and not considered. This is the example I want you to hold most carefully. Good intentions do not protect against poor preparation. Before you run any group icebreaker game, you need to think it through from the perspective of the person in the room who's least like you. If you cannot picture how that person experiences the activity, you have not prepared enough. Running inclusive meetings with diverse teams requires this kind of thinking as a baseline, not an afterthought. Preparation is not optional. It is the job. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books they write every time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Example 4. A small game that changed a six-month dynamic. A team of five developers had worked together remotely for 6 months without ever having a real conversation. Their meetings were transactional. One person dominated, two barely spoke. Their team lead, a quiet woman in her 40s, decided to open their next call with a single question. What are you working on outside of work right now? Even if it is just watching a show. One developer mentioned he was learning to bake bread. Another said she was teaching herself Portuguese. The dominant voice said he had been renovating his bathroom for 3 months and was starting to hate it. Everyone laughed. The woman who never spoke said, "My husband did that. It took him a year." He said, "That is not helping." She laughed again. The conversation lasted 9 minutes before the lead brought them back to their gender. In the meeting that followed, the two quiet developers offered opinions twice. That had not happened in 6 months. Ensuring every participant gets heard really starts with a directive. It usually starts with a question that makes people feel safe enough to exist in the room. A good icebreaker does not just warm people up. It redistributes permission to speak. Example 5. When the game itself became the problem. A facilitator running a leadership offsite chose an icebreaker, where participants had to share their most embarrassing professional moment. It was designed for psychological safety, the theory being that shared vulnerability creates connection. The first person to share was a mid-level manager who had been passed over for promotion twice. She told a story that was genuinely painful. The room went quiet in the wrong way. The activity tipped from lightness into exposure. What followed was a string of carefully curated embarrassments from everyone else, stories so mild they were clearly safe versions of something real. The authentic moment had been met with retreat, and the rest of the session carried that unresolved tension. How to handle conflict during meetings covers what happens when emotional charge goes unaddressed, and this is exactly the pattern playing out in slow motion. Vulnerability works when it is invited gradually, not extracted all at once. What these five scenarios share. Looking across these examples, three things recur. First, the most effective games are the ones that ask a question rather than demand a performance. Sitting, answering, and listening keeps the social stakes low. Miming, standing, or moving raises them fast. Second, the person running the game carries more weight than the game itself. A mediocre activity run with genuine warmth will outperform a clever one run with detachment. This is worth sitting with, especially if you manage a team and treat icebreakers as a box to tick before the real meeting starts. Effective icebreakers for team meetings goes deeper on format choices, but format is downstream of facilitation intent. Third, the failure cases share one root cause the facilitator was thinking about the activity and not the people. Every broken example above had a reasonable game and a gap in attention. The game in example 3 was not malicious. The game in example 5 was not careless in design. Both failed because the person running them stopped picturing the humans in the room. Applying this to your own meetings. You do not need a library of clever games. You need one honest question and the courage to wait through the silence while people find their answer. Before your next meeting, ask yourself two things. Who in this room finds it hardest to speak first? And what would make it easier for them? Not for the majority, but specifically for them. If your answer changes the activity, good. That is the work. How to run productive meetings that don't waste time makes the case that the first 5 minutes of a meeting set the tone for everything that follows. An icebreaker is those 5 minutes. Spend them deliberately. Consider too, what happens when humor enters the room. Example 4 worked partly because people laughed together at something real and harmless. How humor can ease workplace tension, when used right, explores that dynamic in detail. But the laughter in that example was not manufactured. It arose because the question was honest, the answer was human, and nobody was asked to perform. The same principle applies when dominant voices are present. A well-designed game equalizes participation before their gender even begins. A poorly designed one gives the loudest person another platform. How to deal with dominant voices in a discussion offers tools for the rest of the meeting, but the right group icebreaker game can reduce the problem before it starts. Group icebreaker games, at their best, are not entertainment. They are the moment where a collection of people become briefly, a group. That shift is worth preparing for. It is not worth leaving to chance. Frequently asked questions. What are group icebreaker games? Group icebreaker games are structured activities used at the start of a meeting or event to help people relax, introduce themselves, and begin talking. They reduce social tension and create a shared experience before serious work begins. Why do group icebreaker games fail? They fail when the activity feels forced, embarrassing, or disconnected from the group's actual purpose. If people cannot see why they are doing it, they disengage. The game matters less than the psychological safety it is meant to create. How do you choose the right group icebreaker games for your team? Match the activity to the group's comfort level and the meeting's purpose. A team under pressure needs something light and low stakes. A newly formed group needs something that reveals personality without demanding vulnerability. Always test the activity mentally from the shyest person's perspective. Can group icebreaker games work for remote or hybrid teams? Yes, but the format must change. Remote games need clearer structure and shorter time windows. Activities that rely on reading body language or physical movement do not translate well. Simple turn-based sharing activities or visual prompts tend to work best across screens. How long should group icebreaker games last? Between 5 and 10 minutes for most workplace settings. Long enough for people to relax, short enough to respect their time. If the activity runs past 15 minutes without a clear payoff, it starts to feel like the meeting has been taken hostage. How do group icebreaker games build psychological safety? They create a shared low-stakes moment where everyone participates equally. When a senior manager answers the same silly question as a new hire, the hierarchy softens. That small shift in social temperature is what makes honest conversation easier in the work that follows. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emumblickthorn.com to get your copy.